Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Sick of it.
Relax for a second. What have I said that is not truthful? Bill Belichick's the head coach of the University of North Carolina. He was the head coach of New England Patriots. That's sports.
You're an idiot.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Another satisfied customer or caller here at WEEI Afternoons.
You're tough to debate with.
Yeah, the break turned into like take shots at Andy and his argumentative style. And
all I said is you're tough to debate with.
Somebody else, who maybe Ted Johnson, said I'm a gaslighter.
Yeah. You come back with things that, you know, you ask questions so forcefully that really don't make sense to the discussion at hand. But you pause. You're not, wait, what's he mean? What?
He tries to make it seem like you're the crazy one.
Which, hey, ironically enough.
You and I have had a history with people there.
Ironically enough, the definition, the verb, manipulate someone using psychological methods into questioning their own sanity or powers of reasoning. Andy Hart, ladies and gentlemen.
That's gaslighting?
That's gaslighting.
There you go, that's gaslighting.
That's our
there
guy.
There you go. You're a gaslighter.
Welcome back.
I just play to win the game.
You
ever be in a snowball fight and you throw one up in the air so the person looks up in the air and then you throw a line drive right at their face?
Oh, you're a dirty, dirty guy, dude.
What's the second part? Snowball fight. If I'm looking to win it, I'm looking to win it.
Yeah. So every debate, every topic is basically like blood sport for you.
Yeah,
there's a winner and there's a loser in every debate.
When I met Andy's wonderful wife at the WEEI Christmas party, which was awesome, she told me that even when his kids were young, tic-tac-toe, check, none of it he would let them win.
Right.
None of it.
You play to win the game. Yeah. And then, okay, let's finish the story then. So then the first time my son beat me at horse, you would have thought he won the Super Bowl MVP award. He's running around.
I wonder where that came from. That.
I put value in victory.
Yeah, right.
And when you actually beat me, it means more.
In games that really have no purpose or meaning in life.
Everything has a purpose in life. We're building winners around here on WEEI Afternoons. But the Boston Globe, Ben Volen, I think put together an interesting list where he paired up the combo that is most important in the NFL. Do we agree on that? Coach and quarterback most important to success?
Yes.
Okay.
Without question.
So this is a good idea. If you have a good quarterback coach combo, you should have a good team. And to prove that, his number one is obviously Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I don't think we need to talk about that. I think that just
can I just make a quick comment on that?
We got to talk about it. Yes, Ted Johnson.
You know that offense isn't as good as even close to being as good as it used to be.
Nope.
They're one of the worst teams in yards downfield.
Yes,
it is the quintessential dink and dunk offense.
Yep.
So that offense needs some help, man.
Also win.
But they went, so it's hard to dispute. They're the best combo.
So Ben Volen's number two ranking on the coach quarterback combo list is Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh.
That's a weird one to me.
Oh.
Well, just because you got a dynamic quarterback with a former special teams coach, who's just the head coach of what I think is an overall just a good team, good defense, good balanced offense. But I don't think John Harbaugh enhances Lamar Jackson.
So you don't love John Harbaugh. You don't put him on a pedestal as an NFL head coach.
I think he's one of the better head coaches. I do,
because I have issues with him. Now, he famously is the guy Tom Brady told study your rule book when he had the formationing and all that. And he also is a guy, a couple of years ago, I didn't like it. He was asking Mark Andrews, in, I believe it was a playoff game with the game on the line, do you want to go for two or kick it?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, aren't you the head coach who's paid to literally make those decisions?
Oh, they had like a mic'd up thing?
Yeah. And it was, or maybe they just caught him lip reading. Whatever. He was asking Mark Andrews, so it was a tie or go for the win situation?
Yeah.
Right, we just scored
a
touchdown.
Right.
I didn't love that. Like, I want a coach who takes the team by the reins and says, I'm the leader. This is what we're going to do. And so I have issues with John Harbaugh. He's had a great run. He has had a long run of success in Baltimore. They're a good organization.
I think it's run its course.
So I don't know if he is the total reason why, or if it's more like you said, organizational. Ozzie Newsome laid a foundation over the years.
Yeah.
Different, whatever.
Well, it is odd, too, that those are, well, Lamar Jackson's been to a Super Bowl, right? He's never won it.
No. John Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl. Lamar's never even been.
Yep.
So three on the list. Both guys have won the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl together. Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. Those are the third best coach QB combo. Do we agree with that? Anybody have issues?
I don't.
Okay. I think this is where we start to have issues, or maybe at least have debate, because four is the reigning Super Bowl champions. It's Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, an overrated quarterback.
Yep, and an overrated coach.
I think Nick Sirianni's not a very good coach, and yet he's been to the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah.
He just won the Super Bowl. You know what I think he has? The best roster in football.
Absolutely. And so does Jalen Hurts. If this was quarterback and offensive coordinator, then I think we're talking about the Eagles near the top, if not at the top. But head coach and quarterback, I wouldn't necessarily
agree
with.
And Nick Sirianni is abrasive. Like, we've all seen, like, was it Kansas City where he was screaming at the fans?
Yeah, flipping them off.
Yeah, he gets into it.
But things I've read, because I kind of find Nick Sirianni fascinating. Like, how does this guy work? How's he successful? Players like work playing with him.
So most do. I've wondered over the last year plus whether the other guy on this list loves it. There's always a weirdness to his relationship
very
with Jalen Hurts.
So.
I think Jalen Hurts is weird, though, too. I think there's something off with him, man.
You're right. I kind of agree with you on that.
He's also perfect for Philly. I think Nick Sirianni, of all the markets in football, is kind of a perfect personality for fans and just the general atmosphere in Philly, where if he was pulling the same thing in Green Bay, I don't know if it would have the same impact.
He would throw snowballs at Santa Claus just like those fans.
100%.
Fifth on the list is Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. How do we feel about that? So we're in the top five. We're saying the top five best combos in the NFL. And Dan Campbell, a guy a lot of people used to like to mock, now suddenly is among the top five coaches in football here. We okay with that?
I don't mind. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, man. I think Dan's brought out the best in Jared. I think he's nurtured him, and I think he's coached him in a way that Jared's become just a very, very, you know, he's become a good quarterback there in Detroit.
I also think that's a team that is really talented. They're really talented football team, and they've married up. And he also has a challenge this year. If he's as good as this list would say he is, then you won't miss Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. I think they're going to miss Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn.
I think they're going to miss him.
I think when you lose both coordinators, that puts a lot of pressure on
Ben Johnson. Aaron, I love you, but I don't know if he's... I mean, he used to have defenses that were putrid there, Aaron Glenn. Sorry, in Detroit, he did.
Number six on the list, Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott's a guy I struggle with. I don't think he's a great coach.
No.
And I actually thought he was just a downright bad coach for a while. Like, that game that he lost in the wind to Bill Belichick and Mac Jones, I didn't care for. I didn't think that was a good night for him. But then you look at it and you're like, he goes to the playoffs consistently. He turned Josh Allen into a playoff quarterback pretty quickly.
Did he? Did he?
Well, I mean, Brian Daboll did, but he was the head coach. I mean, he's the leader. He's at the top of the organizational depth
chart. Right. Yeah, Belichick, so Brady. Yeah.
He gets some credit for it. Yeah. I just, to me, the drop-off in coaches is pretty fascinating here. Like, quarterbacks, I think all the quarterbacks are pretty good. Like, Allen could be higher, whatever.
But it's also the weirdness of it, too. It's Josh Allen with a Sean McDermott, who's a defensive guy.
Yes.
It's Dan Campbell, who's an offensive guy, but more of a kind of just a, you know, meathead offensive line guy. You know,
that's tremendous. That Ted Johnson just called Dan Campbell a meathead.
Lamar Jackson with a special teams coach. It's just, you know, you look at, they used to pair great quarterbacks with great offensive minds as head coaches.
Yes.
Now it's these head coaches that hire great offensive coordinators to work with these quarterbacks. And so the head coach quarterback combo, it in today's offense, in today's world of offense, it doesn't, to me, make as much sense as it used to.
We're in kind of a weird gap where there aren't a ton of established offensive mind head coaches. There's a bunch of young offensive coaches in the league right now. Ben Johnson, Mike McDaniel, among the younger kind of up and coming new way of thinking offensive coordinator. But there aren't a ton that are established, been around for a while, and you kind of see some of those younger names a bit further down on the list.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's one on here in the top 10 that I'm kind of just like,
what do you hate?
Like number 9, Bo Nix and Sean Payton.
Crazy.
Okay. I get it. Dude, the kid, 29 touchdowns versus 12. Would you rather have Drake May or Bo Nix?
I would rather have Drake May.
It's not even close for me.
But the question is, and this is where Ben has the loophole, is that a good pairing? Because Sean Payton, pre-draft, everybody said Bo Nix might really fit
with
Sean Payton.
It is a good pairing.
You know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
It's a little
bit
of that.
But you know what I mean, too, though.
See, separate those two, and I don't think much of them. But when you brought them together, it kind of worked for him last year.
Yeah.
And I do think it's interesting, though, you have Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. Two of the top 9 on this list are rookie quarterbacks who spent 1 year with their head coach.
Yeah.
They haven't had a chance to become divas, butt heads, have argue. You know what I mean? They led pretty good rookie seasons.
Well, Bo Nix and Sean Payton butt heads, but yeah.
A little bit, but I'm just saying, like, long-term, like, that's going to happen more and more. Like, those two powers, even Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, like, what's their relationship? Mm-hmm. We've talked about that in recent years. I think the Chargers with Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh feels a little low to me because I think Jim Harbaugh is a good coach. You just look at everywhere he's gone. He's had success. He's been able to build teams a certain way.
They kicked the Pats' ass last year.
And,
woof,
and woof, that was something woof. Justin Herbert couldn't do without
I did not see
him.
That game. Come
right? On. And he made Justin Herbert kick the Patriots' ass the way they hadn't been able to do with Justin Herbert previously.
Yeah.
So I think that's an interesting pairing. And then finishing out the top 10, before we get to the Patriots, Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan.
Kind of like a Bo Nix, Sean Payton thing.
Yeah, together they work better.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I mean, what's Brock Purdy without Kyle Shanahan?
And I also think if I'm Kyle Shanahan and I read that, I'm like, if people thought more of Brock Purdy, we'd be higher on this damn list, but everybody thinks he's Mr. Irrelevant, last pit, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I'd rather take a couple of the 11, 12, 13 maybe over them at this stage.
You mean like Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor at 11?
Yeah.
Even though I don't love Zach Taylor and you can't start every year with a bad September, that tends to fall on the coach.
It's
a little reverse Alex Cora there. The Red Sox always fade late in the year, and the Bengals always suck to start the season. At some point, you got to blame that on the coach.
I just don't get why Josh Allen and Sean McDermott are 6 and those two are at 11 despite having very similar AFC year-over-year results.
Okay.
That's what I was confused
about. Ben Volen's brain. All right, so we'll keep scrolling down. And how long do I scroll? Oh, 19. Drake May and Mike Vrabel. How do we feel about Drake May and Mike Vrabel? And while you answer that question, Ted Johnson, I'm going to get the poll ready because this was the impetus for my poll today.
Okay. I am sorry. Coldplay last night. I'm a little off, but I think it's a little bit low when you consider. I don't know. Vrabel's an established, successful coach. I mean, he's got a winning record in this league.
Yes,
and I think Drake May is a special player. And you have a guy in JJ McCarthy and Kevin O'Connell. JJ McCarthy's never even played, and you got him, you know, 5 spots ahead of Drake May. So I don't feel good about that. I think they should be a little bit higher, to be honest with you.
So J.J. McCarthy, to me, is being carried by – because I made this assertion last year when it was the Sam –
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin? Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But just in terms of O'Connell and McCarthy, I think it's weird to rank a guy who's never played. Like, that's hard to do. Like, it's almost like they should be at the bottom of the list and said, like, TBD or something. But Kevin O'Connell was so good with Sam Darnold last year that I was like – maybe we just need to realize Kevin O'Connell's a really good offensive coach. And remember he had that mic'd up thing where he planned out exactly what Sam Darnold was. He was like, it was late in a game, and he's like, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to walk to the huddle. You're going to step in the huddle. You're going to say this. You're going to do this. You're going to act like this. You're going to bring this. And it was like, wow, he is really like molding Sam Darnold to be the leader and winner for that team.
They took probably a top 5 coach, if we're talking about offensive coaches, and a bottom 10 quarterback in terms of having no resume. And it kind of seems like they tried to meet him in the middle, but 14's high. 14 is high for the Patriots being at 19, and also not for nothing. the Bears being at 24, being in a very similar situation, but with a better offensive mind as a head coach.
That's a good point.
I was really surprised to see the big jump between those two.
How are the Bears not in front of the Patriots?
Well,
as good of an established offensive coordinator, now head coach, and Ben Johnson.
But he's never been a head coach. And your guy, Mike Vrabel, as you said, has a winning record. Yep. He's been to the playoffs. He's led an organization. Even though he got fired at the end of his tenure in Tennessee. He's proven he can be an NFL head coach. Ben Johnson hasn't. And Ben Johnson is almost like, you know, being held back by Josh McDaniels, who's been proven to be a very good offensive coordinator, and then he goes and becomes a head coach, and he fails.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I'm just assuming he's going to be a great offensive coordinator / head coach for that quarterback.
But you can't do it with Josh. You know, I remember when Robert Saleh got the Jets job, and everybody was like, their coach is like, obviously they took the step in the right direction with Robert Saleh. And you're like, how do you know it's obvious? He's a good coordinator. We'll see if he's a good coach. There's been a lot of good coordinators that fall on their faces as head coaches. And why that happens, no idea.
Can I get a quick question? What do you guys think? If you take the 20th ranked team right here, you got the Dolphins at the 20th, so Tua and Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
If you take the Mike McDaniel and Tua and take away Sirianni and Hurts from the Eagles and put those two guys in, do the Eagles still win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I think they do.
I think the Eagle. I see
Tua and Hurts are kind of similar to me, stylistically. RPOs.
Yeah.
The kind of the a lot of the slant stuff.
Which is a way of saying they're not over the top impressive.
No, yeah. they're system quarterbacks.
Right. But I think you could do a lot of that with the Eagles. I think if you said, I'll put this head coach and this quarterback on the Eagles, would they win?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, and that
shows you how dominant that roster is.
It's unbelievable. And it's what San Francisco was like 2 years ago when they were all healthy and you're like, wow, that's just a really good roster in San Francisco. And that's why everybody downplayed Purdy to some degree. It's like, oh, well, you kind of have a great – you give the ball to Christian McCaffrey just like Jalen Hurts gives the ball to Barkley.
And it's pejorative. You know, it's taking away from the fact that they are able to excel when given that specific setup. But, I mean, we spent a couple days ago arguing back and forth on Jalen Hurts, and it's just nice to hear you call him a system quarterback for once.
So the bottom of the list also
– Right on by it. Right on by it. Right on by it.
I'm on track. Okay. The bottom of the list also entertains me. Do you guys care to guess, or have you already looked at the bottom of the – head coach quarterback combo list? I think they nailed this one. 32.
Yeah. Yeah.
The New Orleans Saints. Yeah. Tyler Shug. I think that's how you say it, right? I just don't want to say Shug with S-H-O-U-G-H, but I think it's Shug. Shug Knight down there in New Orleans and Kellen Moore. I think that is a terrible pairing. The interesting one right above it, 31. The Browns with Joe Flacco and Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski in recent years twice has been NFL Coach of the Year.
He can coach.
Yeah.
And, I'm surprised by that.
I actually don't know if he can coach, but he's been Coach of the Year, so I can't. I mean, that's the resume. It speaks for itself.
I mean, look at what resumes. He's been given. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I just hold one Patriots game against him. A couple years ago at Gillette, they drove the ball right down their throats, running the ball against the Patriots. The next drive, he comes out, and he goes five wide with Baker Mayfield in the gun, slinging it. And what does Baker do? Throws a pick, and it snowballs, and he loses. And I'm like, if you had just thought, was the run too easy? You got to be super creative, outthink everybody, Kevin Stefanski. And then the 30th team on the list, you just brought his name up and you said you have his doubts about how much he'll be missed or what he is. Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields with the New York Jets, 30th. So, Patriots fans, you're 11 spots ahead of the rivals down in New York, so you got to feel good about that.
And you have the second best coach quarterback duo in the AFC East of all teams.
And that's funny because Tua is making a boatload of money in Miami.
Yes, he is.
And at one point, everybody thought, oh, he throws the most catchable ball in football, and he's got those weapons, and he's perfect for those receivers, catch and run. The bloom is off him, and the bloom is definitely off Mike McDaniel.
Big time.
Mike McDaniel was seen as like just a peg below Sean McVay and Andy Reid. Like, he was this genius. And now,
and some of those game plans against the Patriots, though, would highlight that. I thought there were some great, just like little short motions they did. They were doing things that that had Bill confounded. And I thought he was the next kind of big thing, but he's cooled off last couple of years.
Well, perception is such a funny thing where we have no idea if Drake May and Mike Vrabel are going to win together, but it's almost a foregone conclusion in football right now that Tua and Mike McDaniel are not going to win together. They're going to get into January. They're going to play somewhere cold in the middle of January, yeah, and boom, they're gone, regardless of their regular season.
But Ted's
season.
Right. You put Tua on the Eagles, and he's a winner.
Yeah.
Like he was at Alabama, like these guys, Mac Jones was at Alabama. When you surround that kind of quarterback with great talent and good coaching, they're capable of getting the job done. It's just the question is, are they actually capable of putting you on their shoulders and saying, let's go win a game right now?
So let me ask both of you guys a question on this. Where do you need to see Vrabel and May on this list in a year's time?
Oh, good question.
Where should they be? Top blank in the league.
Top 12.
Top 12. Okay.
That's you're talking seven slots up. I don't think that's too much to ask for with the improved talent, with the, I think, improved coaching that they have. This coaching staff is light years ahead of the coaching staff they had last year. And I think the roster is much improved. So I don't think it's unreasonable to ask them to move up seven slots.
So I think you need to be in the top 10. There's a couple people in the top 10 that I think are... Oh, I think
you're expecting them to be in the top 10.
Within a year or two, right. The combination. And like Bo Nix, Sean Payton, I expect you to be better than them.
Okay.
I just do. Bo Nix, I'm not a believer, sorry. And Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn, I think they're going to take a step back. I think they are very... beatable, gettable, whatever you want to call it for this list. So, but I think that's the question is not where they are, because it's a guy who hasn't played a lot of football in Drake May, and it's a coach who just got here. So the pairing is a new pairing. What I actually asked for the Twitter poll today before we go to trending is at Jumbo Hart on Twitter, at WEEI Afternoons, who has the better chance to be among the top five in the NFL in their role in the next 2 years for the Patriots? In the top five, Mike Vrabel, or Drake May, who has a better chance to be top five within the next 2 years in the National?
In the next 2 years?
Yep.
I'm gonna say Drake May.
Ooh, so you would be with the minority. 34% voted Drake May could be a top five, or is okay, more likely to be a top five quarterback in the next couple years. 66% said Mike Vrabel.
You know why? Look, if May is successful, then Vrabel is successful. So yep. You know, it probably. If I think about it a little bit longer, it could be flipped, because if Drake is successful, that means Mike's winning games, and so Mike should get the majority of the credit.
I also think the field matters a lot in this comparison, because we had this discussion. You go Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Jackson. There's kind of only one spot available in the top five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we've kind of accepted those four are always in the top five. I don't think there's as many coaches that have nailed themselves. It's like Andy Reid, and then, well, who won the Super Bowl this year? That guy should probably be in there. Like, did Sean McVay retire yet, or is he still in the league? There's more room in there for a coach to slide in. I think it's Vrabel.
And there's also such a low bar for him to be doing what is considered to be a very good job in New England as head coach. Given what has been inherited in the two coaches prior, the league is going to look at Vrabel coming in and turning it around and this defensive first, hard-nosed kind of team going, look at the job. Look at what he's doing. They're playing Vrabel football right now, so I'd go him.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, I'm going to tell you a little nugget I heard about something Mike Vrabel did down in Foxborough that I love. I think it was something that was the worst aspect of the Gerard Mayo era or error, and it is now over, thankfully, down there. And we're also going to talk about Nick Sirianni responding to Dan Ball. Dan Ball does not think Jalen Hurts is very good. Dan Ball thinks Jalen Hurts is just riding coattails to Super Bowl titles.
Absolutely.
Well, Nick Sirianni has some words for you, Dan Ball. Those are next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball prepares for his Nick Sirianni beating by giving us what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Yeah, I quake in my boots as I tell you. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. For just the second time in the last 12 matchups, the National League beat the American League in the 2025 All-Star Game in Major League Baseball. With the score tied at 6 after 9 innings, the NL bested the AL in the first ever home run swing-off. Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber hit 3 home runs on 3 swings to clinch the win for the NL. The Red Sox Diamondbacks return to action on Friday afternoon on the road against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of game one is at 2:20. Boston has the third hardest remaining strength of schedule in Major League Baseball. In NBA Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. The Bruins' full schedule was released earlier today. Among the highlights, the Bruins open on the road on Wednesday, October 8th against the Capitals. Their home opener is the following night against the Blackhawks, and Brad Marchand returns to TD Garden on Tuesday, October 21st. The Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun 85-77 last night at TD Garden. Caitlin Clark had 14 points and was a plus 21 in 28 minutes of game action. And finally, the 2025 Open Championship begins tomorrow at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. Scotty Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and John Rahm currently have the best odds to win the Claret Jug. You've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier, their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, if there was any doubters left, there shouldn't be now. I mean, the way he stepped up on this stage, ran through the ball, whatever it took for his team to win, that was a special performance that I don't want it to get lost in the loss that they had. I mean, even in, whenever we got all the momentum in that game and we went up 8 points in the fourth quarter, for him to respond and move his team right down the football field and run it in himself for the 2-point conversion, it was a special performance by him, man. And I mean, you make sure you appreciate that when you look back on this game.
That was Patrick Mahomes praising and magnanimous fashion, Jalen Hurts back in 2023. Super
Kermit
Bowl.
The Frog here.
He has respect for Jalen Hurts. That voice you just heard mocking Mahomes also has no respect for Jalen Hurts.
That's right.
Doesn't believe Jalen Hurts is very good. Believe Jalen Hurts rides the best roster in football, the best player in football, arguably last year, in Saquon Barkley.
Dan's right on that.
Okay, so Ted Johnson agrees with Dan.
You just said, if you put Tua on that roster, he wins a Super Bowl.
That explains.
Just
tells you.
Said it.
That tells you.
Just
you're
said
on
it.
Our side. You didn't realize it.
Yeah, I didn't realize it.
Yeah, you walked
right
into that trap.
I also, what did I argue? I don't know, was I arguing with you? With
the other day? It started with. Oh,
yes.
I know exactly what it was. It was the top quarterbacks in football.
Yes.
And Jalen Hurts, I think, was ahead of Jaden Daniels or vice versa.
Okay.
And you've got something with the Commanders this year, something fierce with them sucking. So you are arguing on behalf of Jalen Hurts.
They got to come back, right?
Right.
Yeah, regression. Absolutely.
Being ahead of them. And so I was pushing back, as I am one to do. And that's where this conversation went. And then apparently Nick Sirianni heard it.
And then Fitzy yelled at you and told you to shut up, damn ball.
Other way around. So Sirianni said, I think that's bull blank.
Whoa.
He plays the most important position in all of sports, and it's the most ultimate team game there is. And what I admire about him is his selflessness of doing anything we need to do to win, making excuses already. One of the reasons I love football so much is that it takes everybody to accomplish your goals. You can go ahead and start naming great quarterbacks. I'll tell you they're great receivers and they're great defenses. You know, whether it's Brady with Gronkowski or Brady's defenses early on, Mahomes with Kelsey, Steve Young with Jerry Rice, the list goes on and on and on. I just think sometimes that's good debate, I guess. I wouldn't even say it's a good debate. It's just debate that people are able to have. But yeah, I guess my first initial thing was it's bull blank. Hmm.
I like how he brought it full circle. He starts with it's BS,
yeah.
Ends with BS, in the middle kind of talks it through to the point where he says it's a good debate. You know what? It's not actually a good debate.
Right.
But the reality is Jalen Hurts is a good, not great quarterback.
Yeah.
That's it. And he benefits from the roster. Now, he can change that.
Benefits from the system, yeah.
Yep, the system, the talent. I mean, when you have A.J. Brown and when you have Devontae Smith, and then you add Saquon Barkley, and the defense, we know the defense is loaded.
The great tight end.
But guess what? It'll come back around at some point. Like, that's where...
Best offensive line in the NFL. Best running back. They have the best offensive line, but best running back. Maybe the best wide receiver tandem.
That won't continue for the totality of his career, and that's when he'll be able to either elevate or drop down in some. It's the Jalen Brown thing. Like, Jalen Brown, questions will be answered about Jalen Brown this year because of the situation he's in without Tatum, without as much talent. Yeah. How good are you? Right? We're either going to say, we kind of overrated you because you were part of a really good team, or we're going to say, wow, you were right with your words. You're better than we think you are. And I like Nick Sirianni. I mean, he has to say this, right? He has to.
Of course, yeah.
First of all, it's his personality. He's fiery. You mentioned it earlier. He's fiery. And it's his quarterback. And again, I don't know the relationship there, but if you want that guy to stay loyal to you and be your guy, you got to say the right things and defend him.
Without a doubt. Yeah. I feel like he's just a very much an RPO systems quarterback who needs to be in that system, and he needs to have grit offensive line to work. That's it.
And you know who was a system quarterback until he wasn't? Tom Brady. Through the first three Super Bowls, that early run when defenses were winning Super Bowls, when Adam Vinatieri was winning Super Bowls by 3 points, when it was dink and it was dunk, like they even talked about it. Charlie Weiss used to use the phrase dink and dunk at times. And then 2007 happened, and then other things evolved, and people looked at Brady differently. He started playing like Manning and throwing 50 touchdowns and trying to blow people up. And Jalen Hurts has that opportunity. His career, 6 years in?
Yeah.
5 years in?
Five years in.
Okay.
He debuted in 2020.
He's got plenty of football left to put up numbers, change the way he's perceived. And I actually don't think it's disrespectful. I'm more with Nick Sirianni. Like, this is kind of how football's been for a long time.
Yeah.
So
I just think that the crux of the debate that we were having, which is when I push back, is that he's a top five quarterback in football. And I would disagree with that. I think his offense has put up top five statistics, but he even admitted it. It's a team game. We all work together. Ho hum. They are the brotherly shove team. They are the tush push. He gets to the 1 yard line and they shove him over the goal line.
He squats 600 pounds though. He pushes himself.
He has Saquon Barkley. That's not true. He gets pushed. Okay. Oh my God. We gonna relitigate this?
No, we're not.
And this also goes to the this goes to the coordinators where two years ago when they got to the Super Bowl, they had Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon, both of whom became head coaches.
Yep.
They replaced them with inferior coordinators, and the Eagles and their offense took a step back. But then you replaced them again with Kellen Moore, who was better, and all of a sudden they go right back with Saquon Barkley and end up winning a Super Bowl. He's now a winner, and I think he's an incredible athlete. Top five quarterback. Ignoring the offense that he's in, I can't give you that.
If you were to take Jalen Hurts and put him in, you know, the Patriots system, like mm-hmm. how would he look? You know, would he succeed or no? No. If you were to put Jaden Daniels in this system, would he succeed?
No, not as much.
If I
take him away from Terry McLaurin and some of the talent he had last year, like I think it worked. Now, I think he'd be like Drake May is what I'm saying. I'd say he's talented, but he needs more help.
The point I'm trying to make is, can Jalen Hurts, can you put him in any offense and have success?
No.
I think to be a top five quarterback, you can say that you can take that quarterback and put him in any system and they'll have success.
I don't totally disagree, but so this, we just referenced it. There's basically four guys that have been anointed the top five, and then there's like that one spot that's available for somebody to latch on to.
I'm putting Jaden in that one.
Jaden Daniels?
Yes.
Okay, after 1 year.
You heard me correct.
No, I know. So a year ago, you probably would have put C.J. Stroud in there after his impressive rookie.
Correct.
Okay. And then another option I think a lot of people would pose there would be Justin Herbert.
Yeah, that was the name. If we're talking about criteria being you go anywhere and make it better, I feel like that would be out of those options
so
the one I'd take.
The thing I think that's interesting about that is he's the anti-Jalen Hurts. He doesn't win. For years, people have been saying, like, Justin Herbert's really talented, but sooner or later, he's got to win out there with the Chargers. Like, that's what has dogged him. I actually think he's had some talent around him. I think he's had more talent than people would remember about him with the lack of success that he's had. He had a boob of a head coach.
He's finally got a good head coach,
yes,
though.
The coach was an absolute
that guy
boob,
didn't know what
and he
was
got
doing.
Rid of that. But I do think, like, we kind of want to have it both ways. We kind of want to say Justin Herbert's one of the five best quarterbacks in football, but he never wins. He's got to win at some point. Jalen Hurts, he can't be one of the best five quarterbacks in football. He's not that talented. And then you go, well, he's been the Super Bowl twice in 3 years.
Wins all the time.
That's tough. Because there's guys in the top five that haven't won the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson hasn't. You know, Joe Burrow hasn't.
Yes, and that's where the whole quarterback winning, and that's tied into your...
Josh Allen hasn't.
Value, right, but I think he's great. Patriots fans, the you people I call out there, say, what's he ever won? What's he ever won? And I'm like, if you don't want that guy on your team, you don't know football. Because he would be, I think he'd be my first pick. If I could pick anybody, I think I'd pick Josh Allen. I think he is the best player in the NFL when you take him in positional value.
What? That's interesting. I almost would. So you would over Mahomes?
Yes. Yeah, I would. Like if Josh Allen had Andy Reid as his coach,
yeah.
I'll take that. I think that pairing would still be number one on that list.
I think that's an interesting debate. I would have to think twice about it before I took, you know, Mahomes. I'd think about taking Josh over him.
And Joe Burrow, I love. And I think Joe Burrow is great. But I also go, Joe Burrow's got Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, really good weapons around him.
Yeah.
Where I look at what Josh Allen has done with not a lot of weapons around him. It's why I didn't even think there was a debate last year for MVP. Because I thought Lamar Jackson had so much more talent around him with Derrick Henry and the tight ends and the receivers taking off with Flowers and what's his name? The guy, Bateman. And I'm like, Josh Allen's got nobody.
Mac Hollins, Khalil Shakir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Noted like, tight end Dalton Kincaid. Like, those are not great.
And he's the anti-Jalen Hurts in, I think Josh Allen can beat you any way you want to be beaten now. At this point in his career, he's no longer he's no longer just a gunslinger who, you know, has to throw deep and be, like, I think he can check it down. I think he can run. I think he can run with power or to the edges. I think he can be smart running or dumb running if you want him to do it that way. Like, he's the total package to me, but the very simple retort to that is, what's he ever won? How many Super Bowls has he been to? Like, that's the retort.
Yeah,
nothing.
Zero.
No. So that makes him a loser. That makes him less of a quarterback in the eyes of some. And then those same people might say Jalen Hurts rides the coattails of the Eagles. And it's like, you can't have it both ways. Like, if you win, you're supposed to get the benefit of the doubt as a quarterback.
Is Josh Allen the Peyton Manning of this kind of generation? Like, he's playing against Patrick Mahomes in the same, so it's always going to be
the bridesmaid, never the bride kind of quarterback.
You're never hosting AFC championship games.
I always say that about the guy, like, these generational talents that I think are really great, but the other guy was a little bit better for the whole generation. Lochte, Ryan Lochte,
swimmer.
Oh, in the Phelps era.
If
wow,
Phelps
what a
didn't
pull.
Exist, yeah. How good would Lochte be?
Yeah.
But he had to frickin' be born in the perfect span to have to deal with that frickin' machine.
I think that's part of what Josh's problem is. He's going to have to go head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes for his whole career.
He's your Phil Mickelson.
And I think, same thing. Yeah. And it happens. And, like, it's just so, like, he could have been the greatest ever, except he's a backup. And
right.
Like, he's second fiddle to that guy who
and
wins
And Sean
everything.
McDermott has kind of screwed him. But that's its own conversation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to our quarterback discussion, rankings, head coaches, all of that. But up next, we got to talk a little WNBA. Caitlin Clark and the Fever were in Boston last night at the Garden. And a lot went on. They talked about an expansion team. Does Boston need a WNBA team? Caitlin Clark got into a fight with an official that was unlike anything I've ever seen. She went off. She went from zero to hot like that. And she got hurt and was out of the game. Caitlin Clark in Boston. A little talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
What does it mean 2 years in a row now that we have a sold-out crowd at the TD Garden for a women's basketball game?
It means Boston should have a team. We're the best sports town in America, okay? I'll take that to the mat with anybody. I mean, the history here, the banners, the titles, the championships. And we love women's sports. Not only do we have professional soccer and football, we also have lacrosse and rugby. And we sure should have basketball. Why? Because we invented the game. This would be great for players. It'd be great for teams. It would be fantastic for the WNBA.
I'm hip.
That was Maura Healey with her three-point stance.
Sell.
That's what it sounded like, a three-point stance. She's like, I got one minute here to sell Boston.
I know
the
Boston.
WNBA.
We have all these sports. Here's another.
You guys know Maura Healey's basketball background, don't you?
I know you're going to tell us.
Well, she was a point guard for Harvard from 1988 to 1992, serving as a co-captain during her senior year. She was known for her strong defense and playmaking, posting the second most assists in a season in program history. She helped Harvard, help Harvard League go to a Ivy League championship in 1990-91 season. So go ahead, dismiss Maura Healey's takes on basketball, but the girl has played. She can play.
She played the game.
Ted just sounded like me with my baseball stats the other day.
Did you know that Matt Olson is going for his fourth straight
season?
But
you did not know Maura Healey played basketball.
I did not.
An accomplished player.
I did not.
So maybe I'm just adding some context.
Yeah.
Just
trying she's to also, it changes everything.
She's also trying to bring a business to Boston and attention to Boston.
I love her. I don't love her. I love the idea. No,
that's
I love the idea of bringing teams here.
Yes.
I want Boston to host events. I want Boston to have all the sports teams they can have because I just think this town can handle it. They would support it.
Sure. And you've seen the last 2 years. I believe they had 19,000 last year when the Sun played at the Garden. Last night they had another big crowd. I don't know if the exact numbers were, but I'm guessing it was
a lot. Yeah,
19,000, whatever. Yeah. Now, Caitlin Clark is part of that. And
yeah, of course,
Boston deserves. Like, you're an NBA city. You're the Celtics. Like, the more that league expands, it makes sense. Dan Ball, you got a
19,156.
Right. So you had 19,000 fans at the Garden last night for the second year in a row. Now, I know that's different, a one-off as opposed to doing it however many games a year they would play at home.
I'd wonder if they'd play. Do you think they play a TD every single game? Versus, you know, I mean, there are plenty of arenas that have.
You could sell me on that.
Yeah.
Because I know that's an issue with the Revs. Like, if they didn't play at Gillette, it would look better, feel better, be a better soccer environment because it's such a cavernous stadium.
Right.
Put them in a soccer only, the whole thing.
Like, there are plenty of great. Sure. I mean, you go to Conti Forum, Aganis Arena, Songa Center up at UMass Lowell. Yeah, like, there are plenty of great. You could even move them around a little bit if you so chose.
Absolutely. Barnstorming a little bit, spread them around. And when you have Caitlin Clark coming to town, you're at the Garden. Other times, maybe you're not.
Right.
It's a tiered pricing and tiered event arena space.
That game last night was a national televised game, wasn't it?
ESPN.
Yes, it was. Yep. It was on ESPN.
Yeah, I was at the concert. I didn't catch it. Do you guys catch any of the game?
I was watching it at a sports bar, so it was kind of.
Gotcha.
I wasn't really following it.
Yeah.
It was
getting
a tight game.
And dined.
It was. I had a meeting. I had a drinking meeting. A meeting where there was drinking.
My favorite kind of meeting.
I did some drinking and there was a meeting. I don't know which it was. But Caitlin Clark, Ted, we've talked about this now three or four times. The weirdness that is Caitlin Clark added another chapter last night. So she's having a conversation with the referee.
Very calm.
Very calm.
One-sided.
Yes. And then he says something as he's walking away that sets her off to the point where she, like, what you, that's it, that's unprofessional. Yeah. Like, teammates are pulling
her. I'm going to call league office on this.
Yeah, and he kept talking.
Hand gesture as,
she's like calling him over, unprofessional. I'm going to call the league office on you. It kind of reminded me. Remember the old Roberto Alomar where he and the ump went at it and he spit in the guy's face? And everybody was like, what did the ump say to you to set you off? And they were
I would love to know that.
Well,
you spit in somebody's face.
There's rumors and allegations that I'm not going to bring, but a lot of people think it has to do with a topic that was sensitive to Roberto Alomar,
whatever.
Anyway, this was like that. Like, there was like a trigger word. Something triggered Caitlin Clark. And this is another example of a referee, a league official, triggering the superstar player. So clearly he was brazen and said something aggressive towards her. The league doesn't treat Caitlin Clark like what she is, the golden child. And I don't get why. And why does she have to keep defending herself? This didn't feel. You saw her face. You saw the way she was talking. Did she look like she was the one that created the animosity there?
No, but I did find the way she reacted to be a little bit unsoy. I thought it was like you're a second year player. I know you're an accomplished player, but you're going after refs. Like,
yeah.
Who are you? You're like in your second year, and the way you were, I'm going to call it. Like, I would never talk to an official like that. Well, I just can't even imagine talking to an official the way she was talking to an official in that game last night. And it makes me wonder, I don't know, that's a little, dude, settle down, Caitlin. Like, there was something about her aggressive nature and what she was going at for somebody who's just got into the league. that I did not, it didn't sit well with me. I am curious what he said to trigger her, but I also thought her aggression was a little bit telling.
You've seen what she did with her finger? She was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like calling you into the principal's office.
Yeah.
Kind of like going up to him.
And that's the confusing part that you kind of teed up about Caitlin Clark, the being, where we don't understand why she was voted ninth by the players.
That
might
explain some.
There's a little bit of, I don't know, dinkedness. I don't know what term you would go.
Oh, she's annoying.
Yeah.
If you watch, and I'm not going to pretend I watch a ton of Fever games, but if you watch consistently, she bitches nonstop. She is Jason Tatum-like. But is Jason Tatum treated a certain way because he just bitches at the officials? By the officials, sometimes, yes. I don't think he gets calls.
Yeah.
But not by the league and not
by...
But we're
talking about the official now.
And what did he say?
I would be curious.
She was triggered.
Yeah.
She was definitely triggered.
She said something to the effect of that has nothing to do with it. Like,
she did.
He went completely off base with whatever he either accused her of or brought up or mentioned or whatever.
And she told him to grow up.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Almost like he said something personal.
Like who says that to an official, grow up?
Well,
like, what did he say?
That's my point. Like, did he say something about her mother, her boyfriend, her...
I can't imagine that somebody would, a ref would say something.
And
like
is there
that.
A prior relationship? Like, remember when Cora got thrown out the last time and it was by the umpire who he had been
that
thrown
guy.
Out by a year prior for that same call? Like, maybe there's something there. Maybe even going back to the college days. Who knows?
I just feel like... For me, watching that, I give her the benefit of the doubt. Because I just think you can't, like, the way she reacted, something was said that crossed a line in her mind. That doesn't mean it really crossed a line, but in her mind, some line was crossed by whatever he said that triggered her. And then it subsequently, she lost it. She was a little out of control for a little bit there.
Well, I thought she was just kind of, like, high and mighty, too. Like, for her to just think she can get him fired or call league office and get him reprimanded.
She should.
Okay.
She should have that power.
All right.
Who is the WNBA?
Caitlin Clark.
That's what I would argue.
But she's acting as if she knows it right
there. You ever hear the Jordan rules?
Which can rub people the wrong way.
The Clark rules.
Okay, bro. Like, win something. Okay. You know, win something first, Caitlin, I guess, before you start, you know, telling people, you know, you're going to get them fired.
Okay.
I don't know. You're an idiot.
Yes, I might be an idiot. I was actually going to bring up Brady. He's another guy that kind of has his own rules.
You're making me sound like I'm pro Caitlin Clark.
And
I did a three-point yesterday on how the why isn't this league accepting her and embracing her? But there's something about the way she reacted that just didn't sit well with me. That's all.
Have you never done that? Has that never happened to you?
No.
With an official level?
No.
I don't know, you don't see it too often.
Basketball, it's a whole, I think there's definitely, they have way more interactions with players than football officials have with players on the field. It's a totally different dynamic, I think.
Yes, but also, like, there was mic'd up footage that I watched of Tom Brady pregame going to the referee and saying, listen, I want to apologize. I've watched my mic'd up. I know I'm going to say something to you tonight that I don't really mean. I'm going to swear, and I apologize in advance. It's just the hot-headed nature of me or something.
What year was he when he said that?
Well into his career.
It wasn't his second year.
No, it was probably year 16, 18.
And even probably after you won the first three Super Bowls, for a player to be that kind of going at him and pointing at him and just getting in their face, it's like, dude, who are you, second-year player?
Yep.
Person?
Yeah. No, it was an interesting scene. It was an interesting game at the Garden. They were very excited to be playing in front of Jaylen Brown. There were some comments about that from Aaliyah Boston and Sophie Cunningham. And they also backed up your girl, who you love, Maura Healey, and her a belief that Boston should have a team. Sophie Cunningham was like, obviously Boston should have a team. It's the Celtics. They were talking about the history of basketball and everything that goes into it. So soon enough, maybe the WNBA. And I know the city of Boston put a... I don't know what city councilors do, like an actual request in that we want to be considered for a WNBA franchise. So it's on the political landscape. It's on the sports landscape. My guess is in the next few years, whether a team moves to Boston or they get an expansion team, there will be a Boston.
So now there's 15 teams in the WNBA. They are expanding to 18 teams.
Okay. Well, when you go to 20, it should be the Celtics here. I mean, not the Celtics. What would they be?
The
Clovers.
Celtics.
The Clovers.
Oh, there you go.
The Boston Clovers of the WNBA. Buy your merchandise now. That's a great idea by me. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to talk a little Major League Baseball. We haven't even touched on the All-Star Game. We'll get into that. The swing-off that was the All-Star Game, what you thought of that. And also a little sample teaser of Sox Talk, because we're just about to come out the other side of the All-Star break, and it's going to be a big second half for the Red Sox. Also, we're going to have our snake draft. Stick around, 5:30. We're going to draft the best individual honors in sports. I think this is going to be a very interesting one, and I bet you we're going to fight about some of the things we draft. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Bitsy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.